We're talking right now with Andrew Brown from the band Django Phonic. They'll be performing this Sunday at the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum, part of the Live from the Carriage Barn Stage concert series. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I actually interviewed you about 10 years ago when you were performing with the Appleseed Collective.
Amazing.
Long time.
Where were we playing then?
You were playing Thumbfest, Lexington.
I love that. We're doing Thumbfest again this year.
Awesome. Good to hear that. So what's changed since then?
Oh, man, pretty much everything. You know, I don't know if you heard that there was this pandemic.
I heard a little bit about that.
Appleseed Collective was the band that I came up with and kind of became a professional musician with. You know, life is complicated and everyone has different things. And that band, you know, we used to do 200 days a year on the road from New York to San Francisco. But since about 3 or 4 years ago, that group sort of was slowing down. And I have always been a longtime lover of the music of Django Reinhardt and the genre of music, the ethno folk music, really, that he inspired with his recordings. And so I just really kind of delved deeply into that and was studying it and performing it. And then, you know, maybe about 6 months before the pandemic, I officially created this band. And we had one little live EP out, and then, of course, the pandemic happened, so we couldn't play for a while. And during the pandemic is what we did was we recorded our first studio album.
Was there kind of a defining moment when you decided to pursue music, like in the style of Django Reinhardt, or was it just something you always kind of had on the back burner?
Well, I always loved it. You know, even back in the day when I was, you know, performing with Appleseed Collective, I was 17 years old. I used to work for a butcher, man, cutting steaks, chicken breasts, you know, how many pounds, that type of thing. So when I was 17, I worked for this butcher. And so I had these friends that I worked with, and they decided to take an impromptu trip down to New Orleans. So I just hopped in the car. We drove down to New Orleans 17 hours straight or whatever it is. And I was there that I kind of got turned on to early swing music, and I wasn't even sure what it was, but I knew I liked it. You know,
sure.
Like, this is cool. And if you're in the world of early swing music, it doesn't take too long if you're a guitar player to discover Django Reinhardt. You know, I mean, Django Reinhardt was a two-fingered Cinti Manouche person from Paris, and he sort of single-handedly, or I should say two-fingeredly, he was responsible for making the guitar a lead instrument. I mean, the guitar wasn't a very popular instrument back in the 20s. It was more like banjos, you know, because the guitars weren't loud enough. So flash forward to when Appleseed is slowing down. You know, I had always loved Django, and I really liked it, but, you know, it's a quite intense musical style, and it's a whole undertaking to take on. And so I think I wasn't really ready when I was younger, when I first discovered Django. And then after sort of, you know, a lot more musical ability under my belt, I think my ears were more advanced, and I really just started, you know, studying from the records. I would learn the tunes. I would learn what Django played. And then, you know, I would say the main thing that when I really was affirmed and going, wow, I really want to do this, was there's a music camp in Northampton, Massachusetts called Django in June. And I went out there, and they actually, there's an incredible presenter who puts this camp together, Andrew Lawrence. And he brings in, you know, the real deal talent, really the people who are, you know, the inheritors of the Django Reinhardt legacy. He brings in these European people who really can play this authentically. And it wasn't, you know, until I got the opportunity to be 2 feet from some of my musical heroes and hear them play guitar, and I went, wow, you know, I don't even know how to play rhythm guitar. I want to learn how to be better. I want to learn how to play like these guys. And it wasn't until sort of being exposed, you know, in the flesh to that level of musicianship that I felt like I really decided, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to dedicate myself to this.
And that's the thing. It's very technical music.
It is, yeah. I mean, the level of technique required to accurately play this music is similar to the level of technique that would be required to be a classical musician.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the current incarnation of Django Phonic. Are these musicians you've been playing with for a long time?
Yeah, so me and the clarinet player, Tyler, we actually live a quarter mile down the street from each other, but we didn't meet until we were at that aforementioned music camp. Mm-hmm. So we had to meet in Northampton, Massachusetts, and realize that literally we live walking distance
small
from each
world.
Other.
Small world. Wow.
Yeah, small world, big world. And he's kind of been the core member. However, the other two guys we have is it really sort of in the last year, since we recorded this new album, it's sort of become and solidified into this band. So we have Zach Croft on guitar and Jordan Olkzost on the upright bass. And, I mean, they are just also equally as dedicated to the style. Mm-hmm. So we finally sort of solidified. After sort of being a rotating cast for a while, we finally solidified.
Yeah, it seems just like from the videos I've watched, you guys all really kind of gel well together.
Oh, man. You know, there's a certain amount of gratitude you have to have because no matter how hard you try, you can't really force being in a band that's tight.
Exactly.
And because, you know, being in a tight band, it's not just the music. It's the people. It's the energy. It's the vibe. And so right now I'm just full of gratitude that I get to play music with these guys, that I even found these guys, that we all even exist in the same place. So. Mm-hmm.
What's the rest of your summer look like? I know you guys are up at BlizzFest tonight, right?
Yeah, we're up at BlizzFest tonight right now. I'm actually sitting in front of a grand piano out at a farmhouse from some really good friends who are putting us up for the evening. But yeah, you know, the rest of the summer is great. We have a lot of various concert series, you know, stuff like what you guys are having us out for. We're also probably the biggest thing we're playing this year so far is Wheatland Music Festival.
Mm, yeah.
And that's probably the biggest stage we'll have been on so far in our career, which is really, I mean, the band has been, you know, solidifying since right before COVID, but it's only been in the last year that that we really feel like we've kind of stepped into
sure.
it.
Yep. What can people expect at this Sunday's show?
You know, anyone who loves music, anyone who loves guitar, we're going to be playing pop tunes from the 1920s and 30s. We're going to be playing a jazz manouche version of a Willie Nelson tune. We are just going to be having a blast for you guys out there. It's a combination of improvisation and little magic tricks we have just been working and crafting on you for quite some time. So we have a really special gift to give you guys this Sunday.
Fun. Excellent. And how can people get more information about Djangophonic and where can they listen to your music?
You can go right to djangophonic.com, and for our listeners out there, I did choose the hardest to spell band name in the world. It's djangophonique.com, Djangophonic. And so you can check out all of our videos on there, pictures. You can buy merchandise. We'll have vinyls for sale this Sunday, CDs, posters, T-shirts, stickers, lighters, picks. We have a little emporium of stuff. You can order it online. You can buy it in person at the concert. You can also listen to some tunes on our website as well.
Well, it's Andrew Brown from the band Djangophonic. They're performing this Sunday, 4 o'clock at the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum. It's part of the Live from the Carriage Barn Stage Concert Series. Tickets are free. Sanilac County Historical Society members or $10 at the door for non-members and guests. Andrew, anything you'd like to add?
I think that's it. We're really looking forward to it, and we'll see you all this Sunday.